We're just about ready for Indianapolis. We're talking today with the Executive Secretary of the Oklahoma FFA Association, Trevor Lucas. And Trevor, you've kind of gone through this cycle one time now as Executive Secretary. You took over and was actually helping coordinate everything for FFA last year in Indianapolis. We're going back to Indianapolis again for the 2019 convention. And we've got a lot of young men and women that are going to be really right there competing for the honors of being the very best in the country once again in their various categories.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an exciting time of year for FFA members. A lot of FFA members have worked really hard to go to national FFA convention and compete on the national level. And so it's exciting. It's cool to see them kind of at the pinnacle of their careers and getting to compete and be there in Indy. So a very exciting time of year. And it's been a great year so far and looking forward to kind of a year two.
So. Yeah. Down through the years. I mean, you know, in recent years, we've seen Oklahoma really rank right up there with the very best. There's three or four states that are always kind of there at the top as far as numbers are concerned. Oklahoma's right been there for quite a while, right there. We're obviously in 2018. 2019 seems to be like what more of the same in things like proficiency awards, agri-science, star chapters, all of these.
Absolutely. In 2018, Oklahoma FFA was state of the year based on what you just talked about, the number and percentage of finalists and proficiencies, American FFA degrees, three-star chapters. We're right there again right now with finalists. We have 188 American FFA degree recipients, 33 national three-star chapters, which is the most we've ever had, ever. 19 Proficiency Award finalists, 23 Agri-Science Fair finalists, 27 FFA members that are going to be participating in the national chorus, national band, or national talent, and, of course, Blake Kennedy, who is an American Star finalist. So really a great set of FFA members that are going to be competing for awards.
I know that you were proud last year to watch Piper Merritt as a national FFA officer compete and actually perform there in 2018. We've got another great Oklahoma FFA member that'll be helping lead as a part of the national officer team here in 2019 as well.
Yes, and Ridge is excited. Just talked to him a day or so ago, and he has really enjoyed his year. I think he's really been impacted getting to see national FFA on that level. And, but he's excited, to come home also. And, we're looking forward to getting to see him kind of, at the very end and pinnacle of his national year of service. So,
you know, you've, obviously, took over a program that, has had a lot of success. A key part of that is from the ranks that you came from as a ag education teacher, an FFA advisor from Edmond. It seems like that we've got a strong set of chapters all across the state. The programs are well supported locally.
Absolutely. I mean, there are, it starts with the ag teacher, and Oklahoma is really blessed to have some really, really great agricultural instructors in our state that do an amazing job of preparing students to be successful. That's a big part, and probably the number one key to success to Oklahoma FFA is agricultural instructors. It starts with them.
You know, one of your duties is, of course, to help coordinate the activities of our state FFA officer team, and you'll be taking that team, and they'll be a big part of the FFA activities in Indianapolis this coming week.
Yes, the state FFA officers are not just going to convention to go. They take part of the delegate session at convention, business being done at national FFA convention. They're going to be there 3 days before the convention really kind of starts off, and they're going to be going through delegate and committee works and working with other state officers throughout their nation to make recommendations to the national FFA board of directors. So they're going to be doing a lot of work. It's a lot of hours, a lot of meetings, but they're going to do a great job.
For the preview of Indianapolis 2019 National FFA Convention starting next week, as Trevor Lucas with Oklahoma FFA. We remind you our 2019 coverage of the National FFA Convention and Expo being powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.